All right, we're going to move on to our Community Foundation interview. We have this once a month. Usually we talk with Laura Malone, but this time around, Britt Lovett's been called to do this. Good morning, Britt. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are great. Excited to hear about what things going on in 2022 for the people who care. And I guess we could start off with, as we talked with Laura the last time around, scholarships, right? This is the period of time for people, kids, and get the scholarship applications in, correct?
Yes. So it is 2022, and our scholarship process is open. So it's open until March 2nd at 11:59 p.m. And we have scholarships, I mean, for anything that you can think of, right? So medical school, journalism, ministry, nursing, engineering, anything, the trades. And it's not just for graduating seniors. It's for people who are in undergrad, people who are going to graduate school, individuals who may be going to school for the first time and may be older. Whatever it is, we have a scholarship for you. And it's really easy. You go to our website, peoplewhocare.org. You go to scholarships. You apply. The awesome thing about it is, instead of applying to multiple scholarships, you fill out one application, and our system automatically puts you into all the different buckets that you're, you know, qualified to be in. And so it's a really awesome process. It's pretty quick, and we're excited to see students apply.
It can't be any simpler than that. That's you fill out the information once, and then, as you say, your system kind of puts it into the different buckets, and you never know what kind of money comes back. And a little of it works well. Sometimes it can add up. So it's a good way for people to help with their education. And that's kind of really what happens with the Community Foundation. There's money that comes in and it gets put out to those that are deserving. I wanted to talk about something you have coming up tonight, a neighbor night, kind of a Zoom neighbor night. What's the purpose of this and how does it work?
Yeah, so when our board did strategic planning back in 2019, one of the things that we added was residential engagement, right? So we want to make sure that residents throughout Lorain County can really interact and choose what community projects and what things are important to them to talk about. So tonight, we have a Lorain County neighbor night. And so what is that? It's people coming together to talk. Right? We're talking about the things that we want to change in our community, the issues that we're having, and what ideas and projects can we implement to help with some of those challenges. And so Mia Byers, who is our community engagement fellow, she is working with our team, and she's going to be, we listen. We want to listen. We don't want to lead. We don't want to do any of that. We just want to convene these conversations and hear the ideas that our residents have and how do we move forward with those.
It's kind of neat. I would like to talk, Mia must have, so she kind of facilitates it and brings things out and allows people to have the discussions, and you never know really what comes out of these things.
She sure does, and it's funny because it's like, you know, we had someone went with the city of Elyria. They had the marketplace idea, right? And so that came out of a conversation, and they were able to host that at this city hall in Elyria, right? And so these ideas are not ours. We're just here to support you and give you the direction and guidance you need to be able to do them. So if you have the availability, please email us, go to our website, or give us a call at 440-984-7390, and we'll make sure that you get that Zoom information and just join.
Britt Lovett from the Community Foundation of Lorain County joining us. Peoplewhocare.org is the site to go to get a lot of good information. I know you have something called Power of Endowment. Tell me about this webinar later in this month.
We do. So this is one of Laura's babies. And so every year we have a webinar or seminar where we can be in person, and we talk about the power of endowment. And so a lot of our nonprofits throughout Lorain County do have endowment funds housed at the Community Foundation. But this year we are going to have a panel of donors, executive directors, and just people throughout the community who have, connections to endowment and why it's important to their lives, why they're deciding to donate to this organization, or why boards have decided that this is the route that some nonprofits should go. And so if you have no idea what endowment is, this will be a great opportunity for you to join this webinar and just try to understand how some of these intricate details really play a part. And they've been really crucial during the pandemic because a lot of our nonprofits have had to use their endowment as their, I would call it a rainy day fund. It's been raining for a long time, and some of these organizations without their endowment may not have survived. And so we're super excited that they have And we're excited to tell the story about endowment, and it really is a powerful tool.
Yeah, it kind of demystifies it a little bit. Sometimes people hear endowment and they're not sure exactly what it's all about, but this gives you the real life stories about it.
Yes, yeah, I've been at the foundation 4 years now, and I finally had the understanding of what endowment means, but it takes time. And so when you hear from people in explaining it in different ways and their personal connections, it really does. It makes it completely understandable.
We're talking with Britt Lovett from Community Foundation of Lorain County. PeopleWhoCare.org is a place to go. Lots of things going on. You gave me a sneak peek into your upcoming newsletter that's there.
Mm-hmm.
I see in February, Racial Equity Institute. You have a big thing going on with there. Of course, you have Black History Month in February as well. Talk a little bit about what that importance is.
Yeah, so we have it's called REI, so Racial Equity Institute training, and we're going to be offering phase one. So this is an organization that I believe is based out of North Carolina, and they've been doing racial trainings throughout the states. And we have had the opportunity to send our staff and our board through this training, and our board was so moved that they wanted to make sure that we offered it to the community. So I think this is about our third round that we're offering. And so if you want to get a deeper understanding, if you want to just participate in something that's bigger than yourself, then we want you to sign up for this phase one training. So it's going to be on February 15th and 16th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., which I understand is a very long time, and it's going to be virtual. And it sounds bad all day Zoom, but I'll be honest with you. After that first day and relearning some of the things in history and understanding how some things are put in place, the second day, it really rejuvenates you and wants you to work for better. So as many people as possible that we can get to participate in this, we're super excited. So if you're interested, you would reach out to me communications at peoplewhocare.org. Give us a call, and I can make sure that we set you up for that.
And before I let you go, and I know because we meet once a month, and so this is the beginning of February, we have that special Toni Morrison Day that's coming up. I know we'll be talking about that when it comes.
Yeah.
But there's the essay contest that's going on that's going to have people be a part of. Talk a little bit about that, if you could. I like that.
Yes. We always talk to you on Toni Morrison Day, so I'm excited. I get to talk to you next month, probably on February 18th or sometime around then. So, yes, our Toni Morrison essay contest for young people, it is still happening. Our prompt this year is about environment. How has the environment made the kids who they are? And when you think of environment, not just the physical one, but the virtual one, you know, we're in a new realm, not just Zoom and classes, but also social media. Listening to the news this morning, I think they said on average, we spend like 1/3 of our day on our phones. Every time I see a kid, they're on their phone, right? And so we want them to tell us what is going on. This is a way that we can connect with the youth in our community. So we are asking any youth from kindergarten to college to submit an essay. We're really excited to read over those. I always have a big box of Kleenex because it's just the kids pour their hearts out on these pages. And so February 3rd at 5 p.m. is the deadline. You can email us your essays or drop them off to our office. Then we have a committee who reads over them. And then on Toni Morrison Day, February 18th, we will be announcing the winner. So we're very excited for that.
Britt, usually the first quarter of businesses and people's things is kind of a slow period. You've got so much going on here in the first 2 months of the year. Congratulations on that.
You know, I feel like we always have some stuff going on, but it feels good to have stuff on. You're right. Sometimes it's a slowdown, but like we are busy, and we are connecting people who care with causes that matter, and that is what is important to us.
Absolutely. PeopleWhoCare.org is a place to go. Britt, thanks for your time this morning. Glad to talk with you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks. Britt Lovett joining us from Community Foundation, Lorain County, PeopleWhoCare.org.